Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Hot Off the Mess podcast. I am your host, Samantha Bush, and today, guys, I have someone on that is so special, so near and dear to my heart. Truly one of the funniest people I know. We've been friends for so long now. It's actually really crazy to think about that.
8 years.
Oh, I was like, fuck, you're throwing up fingers and I can't count.
No. Eight.
Matthew Gill is on the podcast. Welcome.
Hi. Thanks, girly.
Hi. So Matthew is a film buff. He knows it all when it comes to movies, television, award winners, etc.
I love an award.
You do. And you've also worked on Oscar nominated.
Oscar Academy Award winning film. I have worked on Academy Award winning film, Avatar, The Way of Water. Thank you very much.
Yes, and that is, I gotta be honest, you guys, it's the only movie I saw last year. And I loved it.
You did.
I loved it. I loved putting on those glasses, like I was in the 4D, like I really felt like I was underwater. Oh,
I was ready to fuck one of those cat people. They were so hot.
I loved them. I loved them so much. So, welcome.
Thank you.
You know, I figured, what a better time to have you on than like post-Oscars.
Yes, of course.
You know?
Like, I'll fight people over awards.
I know that. Yes. I know that. I've been on the receiving end of that.
You went through the Lady Gaga Star Is Born campaign.
Oh,
with
my
me.
God. You guys. Okay. Oh, God. When Lady Gaga was in A Star Is Born, Matthew, you were insufferable.
Unhinged, yes.
Unhinged.
I'm very aware.
You, like...
I was nasty.
You couldn't. Yeah, you were nasty. You really couldn't get
zero. I wanted zero critiques.
Oh,
none. Only positive vibes.
Yep. And so that, just so you know where we're at. So
I was a pit viper.
So let's get into the Oscars.
Okay.
The Oscars were last night.
Yes.
What were your thoughts going in?
Okay. I've been seeing online like the backlash that people thought was boring, and like I thought, yeah, Jimmy Kimmel's was whatever.
I actually think he did a pretty good job.
He was fine. Like, was there anything memorable? No, but I want to get to the. I like speeches. I want to get to the awards. I don't need frill or flower. I don't need any of that.
Yeah,
like get me right to it.
Yeah, I agree. I think after last year, they have to play it. They had to play it really, really safe, and they knew that Jimmy Kimmel was that guy. He's not going to do anything crazy. He's going to say some jokes and make fun of people, but it's not going to be taken so seriously. Like,
and remember, I knew he was going to be playing it safe because of what happened to him at the Emmys with What's-Her-Face from Quinta,
when he laid on the floor while she was accepting her speech. Hated that moment. But there's a moment that I feel like I just need to talk about and get it off my chest that happened pre-Oscars, and it was red carpet. Of course, the champagne carpet that literally looked like a dusty finished basement carpet.
Just a wall of flesh.
Yeah, it was disgusting. And I want to know, like, did stylists know that it was going to be a champagne carpet?
I know.
Because it was a lot of light.
And it was like, that could have been someone's dress color.
Yeah. And I'm like, the backdrop was white. The floor was white. And you're showing up in white. It just like wasn't giving. Now, Cara Delevingne, I mean, let's talk about it.
She was like, yes, best dressed for
but
me.
I just had to get something off my chest. And it's about
her sobriety.
No, about the red carpet hosts.
Oh. For which network?
Both of them. ABC had Vanessa Hutchins, Ashley Graham, and...
Which that is a whole nother thing, having her there. While Austin Butler is... not, and we didn't even get...
She said yes.
I know. Like, I would have too, though.
Oh, for sure. I mean, I wouldn't say no if ABC called me up and said, we want you to host the Oscars red carpet. But the thing is like... And then on the E! News side, Laverne Cox has been hosting the red carpet for, like, Emmys, Golden Globes... I have to tell you guys.
So uncomfortable.
No. I have to tell you. I love Laverne. I think she's a great actress. I think she's beautiful. What she's done for the trans community, amazing. She is quite literally the worst. She is the worst red carpet host I've seen in a
She's not
really
a good
long time.
yeah.
She
They're,
asks the same
yeah.
questions to every single person, doesn't know what movies they're in, doesn't know what shows they're in. These are the questions she asked last night to multiple stars. Okay, star celebrities. She looked them dead in the face and said, Puss in Boots was fearless. When have you ever been fearless? I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? Then her infamous question that she asks almost every single celebrity on the red carpet is, what story is
your story
dress
are
telling?
You trying to tell?
Like, shut the fuck up. They're not trying to tell any goddamn story. They're not.
Did you see Austin Butler? He was like, I just.
No, I died.
Suit.
He was like, I just like the suit, I guess. Like, he literally asked her, he goes, what story am I telling? And
it's
then
black.
There was the Ashley Graham of it all. With
Team Ashley Graham for that, though.
You are? Like,
don't come. Don't come. Don't do the red carpet.
No, no, no.
Don't do the red carpet.
I understood why he was like, first of all, that's his
no.
personality. He's British.
Sure.
He's going to be kind of an ass. He's going to be a prick. But then when, like, you think
Colin
about
Firth
it.
Colin Firth wasn't a dick acting
no, but
like
if
that
you
on the
think
red carpet.
About it, she's not a good interviewer. Like,
right. All
don't
she asks,
ask
what are you excited to see? What are you excited to see? The winners. Come up with something.
So,
let
no,
us,
like,
let
come
me want
up with
to
better
go see
questions.
Your movies.
He, like, the, he, she lost him the moment she didn't know what Vanity Fair was.
Okay, that was a deep cut, and I did appreciate that because that was not lost on me. But
it wasn't lost on a lot of people, but it was lost on her. And the minute that, he said that and she thought he was talking about the Vanity Fair magazine party, he was like, oh, you're fucking stupid. Like,
stupid, yeah.
Because you have to think about this. And this is something I've been thinking about for like weeks, ever since the Golden Globes, ever since the Emmys, like months. There used to be like real journalists on the red carpet. There used to be like interviewers. They knew their stuff. They read the Ooh. Binders that were given to them. I mean, Joan Ooh. Rivers, Juliana Rancic, Ryan Seacrest was really good
Melissa,
at his job.
Yeah.
Melissa, like, Melissa and Joan built E!
Oh!
They
you,
built
you, we,
E! Network.
We both bonded over, we love Juliana.
Love! Like, I love Juliana
love.
And Bill?
Oh.
Are you kidding? When
yes,
they were buying that townhouse in Chicago and she bought the sconces? I'll never
you
forget.
You never... There was never one negative thing said about me and her bony ass on those red carpets. I loved her.
And I loved her, too.
We've moved on.
But you
we've
know
moved
what?
On from
She
her.
Knew her shit. That
yes.
is the thing. Like
She loved George
like,
Clooney.
We Yeah, like, she knew her stuff. She, these journalists, like, really knew what they were talking about. Kat Sadler was so good on the red carpet.
Oh,
I loved when the journalists had a point of view. Like,
yeah.
last night, Christian Siriano was sitting on the panel with Adrian Balan, who... I love, but I don't really know what she's doing there.
Wait, as in, like, The View, Adrian? Like, the Cheetah Girl?
Like, the Cheetah Girl.
They had the Cheetah Girl on the red carpet?
Yes!
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so they had the Cheetah Girl on the red carpet with Christian Siriano, and they were having a conversation. And, of course, when they would show looks, they would pan to Christian and be like, what do you think of this look?
Yeah.
And there were a few that he didn't like. And the moment he said anything remotely negative, which... I mean, he wasn't Joan Rivers being like streetwalkers,
yeah.
you know, like he wasn't doing that.
Weed and patchouli oil.
Like, yeah, like yeah. nothing like that. It was just like, I don't love the beating or whatever. They would like cut away and or he would be like, ooh, can I say that? I'm like, no, like
no,
I want
a that.
Professional's
yeah.
opinion. I want to watch people with a point of view. I want to watch people who know what the fuck they're talking about. I'm so sick of watching Laverne Cox, God bless, be like, what story are you telling? Or like,
yeah.
and I'm guilty of this, but I'm also not on the red carpet. I don't like when people who are like in those positions talk like they live on Twitter.
You
like where
like
they're like,
they talk like, yeah.
Like where they're like, slay, mama. Like,
oh God,
boots
yeah.
work. It's like, okay,
house down. Yes.
It's like you're talking to Cate Blanchett. Like, what are you talking about? And it's like I'm guilty of saying shit like that. Like I understand,
yeah.
but like I'm not on the red carpet. If I was on the red carpet, I would know back and forth what everybody is wearing, what they're doing, what their projects are coming up, what movies they're in. Like during
well,
the Emmys,
they have
like,
an earpiece telling them that they should have like the producer should be telling them that
I mean honestly but yeah so that was like my two cents. I just had to really get that on my chest. It's been driving me fucking crazy like all award season and last night I just couldn't handle it.
Remember what's those little girls from Ellen, remember when they used to do the red carpet?
Oh my God,
like,
remember,
bring that
she
back.
Just had a baby.
I know,
Sophia,
out of wedlock.
I don't
think she's married.
She's also like 19, which is
a
like
child
crazy.
having a child.
Yeah, teen mom.
But yeah.
Yeah.
She
So
carried the
anyway,
term.
let's get into the winners. Okay. So obviously Best Picture was Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Yes, as it should have been.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I told you that. Yes.
Yeah.
I wanted it to sweep everything.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
See, for a while, like All Quiet on the Western Front was like really racking up mm-hmm. the awards. Mm-hmm. But they were like the little, not the little ones, because like every award is so important.
There are no small awards.
Exactly. Yeah. Like it's really important to them. It's like their life's
sound
work.
Mixing, most important.
Talk to me about this. What do you mean?
I mean, it was being facetious, but yes, sound mixing is very important. Yes.
Okay, I thought you were coming like from like a like a from the set.
No. Sound mixing is important because they have to be like innovative and like
yeah,
you know, like when they're running in the rain, they're really in outside like splishy splashing in rainwater to like put it in the movie.
Yeah, and I mean, like I said, you worked on Avatar. You saw Zoe Saldana and like those little green balls on her face.
Oh, when she had to sing her little song, it was a close. I had to turn my back and face the wall. She did not. It was a close set.
I'm obsessed. So, yeah. I mean, Everything Everywhere All at Once. Obviously, everyone knew that was going to win. That wasn't even like That wasn't even like a question.
I know you haven't seen it, but
those listeners
who have seen it, like it is a very complex execution of a movie, like. The first thing I said walking out was like receiving that screenplay had to be insane because it's a multiverse, like there's time jumps and like they play like 17 different versions of themselves and like those 17 different versions of themselves are fighting another, like it's a complicated story, but they made it seem like it's kind of like real Game of Thrones girlie. It's like, don't ask me what happened on Game of Thrones.
Right, right, right.
I know what happened.
I know.
And I know who every person is. Mm. But don't ask me to tell you who that person is. But I'm up with it. That, yes. But they do good storytelling where, like, I'm never confused in Game of Thrones. Right. But I don't need to tell you about Game of Thrones. That's how Everything Everywhere is. Like, it sounds very complicated, but they do such a good job with it. And it's just, like, a visual feast.
Yeah. A feast.
Yes, for your eyes.
A visual feast.
Yes.
Well, Best Director was the Daniels. So Daniel Kwan and Daniel.
Yeah.
So they won. Obviously, this was all, again, no surprise.
Drag is not a threat to anyone.
You know, it's not. And to wear what he wore to the Oscars with his glasses, with the things attached to the back, the string.
The one who thanked mommies.
Yeah,
the mommies. Yeah, I didn't like that.
Yeah, no, the mommies kind of took me back.
I was like, ooh.
He was like, we're thanking the mommies. I was like,
yeah, for breastfeeding. Like, oh,
I was like, okay. Talked about that. Can we just say the mothers?
Women.
Meghan Trainor?
Yeah. Mother.
She's trying so hard with that song to get Kris Jenner in that song. Just
and
for
it's
it
so to- hard. It's so hard being a potty trainer these days. Like, because, you know, I love her.
Mm-hmm. I know.
The big one too was Jamie Lee Curtis winning over Angela Bassett and also over, I don't want to butcher her name, Stephanie, the one who plays the daughter in Everything Everywhere is incredible. And it's her first, that was her first movie.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say
I was disappointed.
You were wanting Angela?
I was. Because I really think everyone was looking to her to win. It would be, like, to me, she was the one that was supposed to win. She wore a dress that a winner would wear.
And when you saw the movie, you preferred her performance?
Drag me. shut the fuck up. Here's the thing. I want to play a clip. No, I don't even have it up right now. I should have prepared it before, but it's this clip of Hannah Horvath. And I felt so seen by her when she was like, I have opinions about everything and I know nothing.
Nothing. Like, I have opinions on everything, but know nothing about
anything. That is me. And I just had a vibe, like a VBO of like, Angela Bassett is going to win this award. She's going to look fucking beautiful. I was so excited to see her husband.
Yeah.
And she was sitting like right in the front, like front and center. Austin Butler was holding her hand. Like,
I know. Random.
That was so random, but I loved that beautiful friendship that was forming in the front row. And then when they said Jamie Lee Curtis, I was just like, my jaw dropped. I was like, wait, what? Like, huh? Because I knew she was going to win the SAG Award because obviously
I told you, like, SAG, like, that's how I told you that remember I told you I was like, Jamie's going to win. Because she won the SAG. And that, like, because the SAG is voted by all the actors in the Screen Actors Guild. And they make up a huge voting percentage for the Oscars. So it's usually when the actor wins a SAG, it's a clear tell sign that they're going to win the Oscar for that performance.
Did you think that she should have won?
So supporting actress is my favorite category in the entire Academy Awards.
Interesting. Okay.
It's my favorite category.
Okay.
I think a lot of performance-based awards, like, what do you judge an Academy Award-winning performance by? Is it, whereas, like, with supporting actress, they're only in a certain amount of the film.
Mm-hmm.
Is it, you remember them, are you thinking about that character when they're off-screen? Like, did they make an impact? Also, you take into account, like, what did they do for this role? Like, some people say method. Like, some people, like, just change, like Jared Leto lost all that weight. Mm-hmm. And, like, what do you judge an award-winning performance by? Like, what are they remembered by? I saw all the movies nominated. I remember Angela Bassett more than, not negating what Jamie Lee Curtis did.
Right,
maybe she
right,
was
right,
great,
right.
But like, I'm remembering, I took away more from Angela Bassett in it. Right.
I also just love Angela Bassett. And not saying that I don't love Jamie Lee Curtis, but Jamie Lee, you are all of us. And, you know, Angela Bassett did the thing. And I don't know. I was just disappointed.
And like she should have won for What's Love Got to Do with It in 93.
And people
for playing Tina Turner.
And for sure. But people also are shitting on her and giving her kind of a hard time for not clapping or standing up when everybody was clapping. And it's like, well, she wanted to win and she's allowed to be in her feelings and not react perfectly in that moment. Like, I'm sure her and Jamie probably had a moment at the Vanity Fair after party where they were like, where she was like, congrats, like, whatever. But like, allow her to feel whatever the fuck she wants. Like, she
was going
to win.
Jamie didn't have anything to do with it. She was shocked.
Jamie literally said, shut the fuck up. Like, she was screaming. Like, she could not even believe. And, you know, and I love Jamie Lee. I love Freaky Friday. I love Halloween.
I know you do.
I love the Sheikwin chime.
Oh, and you the know, Tumblr. Don't forget the Tumblr. It keeps things hot and cold.
Yes. It just, I don't know. I just wish people would kind of just chill out a little bit. And people are just coming for Hugh Grant so hard. They're coming for Angela Bassett. I'm just like, can everyone just chill, please?
Are people coming for Angela Bassett, though? Like, I feel like everyone's like
they
on
are.
Her side.
You know, I mean, you know who I have a problem with? Thames, the girl that wore that big white gown.
Oh,
with the thing.
Bitch. You know my ass. If I were behind her,
no, Matt,
I'd be escorted out. I would out.
No,
I would
see
red.
Listen, I think it was gorgeous on the carpet. Absolutely stunning.
For a runway.
Stunning.
A runway, like,
but that piece that came around her head should have been
rude.
Able to come off so that when she's sitting down, like, people can see. Did you see the guy next to her? His head literally was like this the whole time. Like, that's just fucked up. I'm sorry. It's so fucked up.
So
I hated that. Again, she looked absolutely stunning, but I was just like, no.
If I was nominated behind her, I would have called her out on the stage. Like, she'd have been in my speech.
Like, I feel like to the girl in the white cumulus nimbus dress, what the fuck are you doing here?
Yes.
You know who I really can't fucking stand?
Wait, I want to guess.
Okay.
Were they a nominee?
No.
Oh, then no.
Presenter.
Oh, Elizabeth Banks.
Oh, no, I don't mind Elizabeth Banks.
Oh, okay.
No. Ariana DeBose. Is such a fucking theater kid.
And it's pick-me energy.
It's pick-me. It's like, bitch.
When she was crying before she announced Kiwan.
No.
Yeah.
No, I was like, can you let him have his fucking minute? Like, let him. First of all,
she's already got the deaf guy beside her. She's speaking for the deaf guy beside her. And she's crying.
It was a lot. And she just, like, is over-animated. Like, she needs to chill. Like, she's just giving theater kid energy in a way that, like, Lin-Manuel Miranda does, too. And it's like, you're really annoying. Like, you were really good in West Side Story, but I need you to shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'll always side-eye her for deleting her Twitter account during that, after the BAFTAs. But, yeah, Anyway.
And like also back to that performance, like we saw the behind, like the backstage, like her rehearsal. It was still bad back there. Like it
Oh, it
was,
was not good.
you can't chalk it up to like, oh, it was just a bad, it was a bad performance.
It's
Like
like,
no,
no,
it
this
was
is what she
bad.
del was purposely trying to deliver. Like, yeah. I mean, his speech though gets me every time when he looked dead into the camera and said, "Mom, we did it." I was like,
I know. And then like
I was fully crying.
Harrison Ford being there giving
Oh my
and just like
God.
in front of Steven Spielberg, who casted him in his first two movies,
With
Goonies
Brendan
and
Fraser
Temple of
sitting right
Doom.
there too, like everyone.
Oh my
This
God.
year's Oscars was, and I said this
Comebacks.
about the Golden Globes too, there was such a great energy about it. It was like people were excited to be
You're
there, like
rooting for them,
rooting for people. Everyone was like uplifting one another. Like it didn't feel stuffy, even though like Jimmy Kimmel like
And
didn't kill. It didn't feel like boring. It felt fun. I mean, the RR performance, or
the Newsies
I
performance.
loved. I loved it. And it was so fun, and like it made me want to see the movie. Like,
Know it's 3.5 hours, right?
okay, well, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, I was gonna
Okay.
say. You also saw you also do you want to share your thoughts on your
Tar?
take on Tar?
Oh
Yeah, how
my
you thought
God.
you thought you were watching Black Swan 2?
Okay, so I was like, Danny, I looked at my boyfriend, I said, "We're gonna watch Tar." And he said, "Great." We put, because I love Cate Blanchett and so does he. So we, and we've been raving, people have been raving about it. I saw it all over Twitter. And, you know, I put it on and I literally had to text you and be like, "What is happening in this movie?
You thought it was a horror film.
I thought it was a scary movie, and that's why it was such a big deal that, like, it was being nominated, because horror films are always like snubbed. So I
Oh,
was
don't get me
like,
started.
I was so ready for her to like someone
And
to die.
I had to
Like,
explain to you what was
yeah,
happening.
you really did. And I was like, Matt, I turned it off. I turned it off after 30 minutes. Like, I couldn't get into it. I really couldn't.
I had
Yeah.
my feelings. I had my feelings. Like I wasn't pushing it on you either, because like I had
No,
my,
that was that's
because
kind
I
of when I
didn't.
knew though that like I could turn it off. Because it's not like I was
I
watching
had
A
my
Star Is
own.
Born and, you know, I was asking you questions and you were
I
fighting
had like
me.
my hand on your throat while you were watching that. Or we watched Girls Trip together, and you yelled at me.
Matt, you were out of your mind during Girls Trip. The fact that
Was.
that main man was shorter than you would have
I don't.
liked,
There is no room for
it
short actors.
no, it like threw you for a loop. Okay, let's talk about the Brendan Fraser winning.
Okay.
People have thoughts, people have opinions. I'm curious what you think.
Well, I will say this year, what I loved about it, like I thought the nominations were stacked. Like if like I was rooting for Michelle Yeoh to win, but like I get it if Cate Blanchett won. She was fantastic. Like there were a lot, and Brendan Fraser, like Austin Butler could have very well won as well for Elvis. And I loved Colin Farrell in The Banshees. And I loved, what was the other one that was nominated? That was
Paul
like, I could see
Mescal.
that too. Oh, heartbreaking.
Heartbreaking. Didn't see it,
You
but I saw
saw, you saw, I was
clips.
about to say. Heartbreak. Why was it
Didn't want
heartbreaking?
to
But why was it heartbreaking, Sam?
It just looked so sad. But with him, like with Paul Mescal, I'm obsessed with him. Like I find him so hot, and like I love. The thing with him not winning, like I didn't care, because he's one of those actors that I know is going to be nominated like so many more
Again,
times in his
it was
life.
his first nomination.
Yeah, like as we're with Austin Butler, I don't know how
He'll get
many more times.
nominated again.
You
No, for
think?
sure. He was fantastic
No,
in
he was.
Elvis.
He was, but I do feel like
And he's the villain in the next Dune movie. Like, I cannot wait to see how that's gonna
all
be.
of young Hollywood is in Dune. I can't wait.
I love it.
Zendaya,
Florence.
Florence,
Florence.
Timothy.
Oh, it's gonna be fantastic.
Stacked.
No, I think we'll see. I do think we'll see all again. And even Kate's gonna be back again. Like
Oh,
that was
Kate's
like
always
Kate's
back.
last.
Kate wore a dress for a loser. She showed up. She was like, "I'll just throw this thing on."
I also
Like,
like I think Angela Bassett's gonna be back. I think
yeah.
this was like a big like this is she's gonna get even
And I
more roles
loved
now.
that the winners were like older people.
And older people and just like you could tell it meant a lot. Like it meant
A lot to
not
every
just for them, but
winner.
like it was obviously like the Asian representation, like that meant something. And like even Jamie Lee Curtis winning at her age, and like after being like I loved when her speech when she talked about being a horror movie Like, she's just action. Like, she doesn't really get these good, gritty, like,
Roles.
roles. And, like, at her age, like,
Yeah.
that's fantastic. And Brendan Fraser being blacklisted for speaking out on being sexually harassed by the Golden Globes president. Like, that's a big deal. Like, he thought his career was in the gutter.
I know. And he didn't even go to the Golden Globes. Like,
Another one
he
that you
really
won't,
stayed by
you won't
himself.
see that one. Like, that was a tough one to watch, too.
The
The
Whale. Oh,
Whale,
I
yeah.
can't. I can't. I can't. I
Ugh, a
absolutely
binge eating
can't.
scene from
No,
hell.
thank you. Too close to home over here.
And
No, thanks.
the whole movie, it's a play. It's based off a play. The whole movie's in his apartment. Like, it's just
Oh,
him
like
going from the couch,
Fences?
like Fences. It's just him going from getting help lifting up from the couch to his wheelchair, to the couch, to the
No,
wheelchair. And I
that's
think
too
the
close
toilet,
to me
there's a
working from
toilet,
home.
yeah. There's a
Like going
toilet
from the
scene,
bed to the toilet, from the couch to the bed.
yeah.
Like, it's me
It's
all
just
day.
you're like, where's my bed sore today?
Yeah,
I'm gonna
literally,
sit
I'm like,
somewhere
what's
else.
forming?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. I mean, I
No, that's
overall was
out.
really happy. And you know what? I felt like it was really diverse. The winners, which I really loved, because it felt like really real. It didn't feel
Yeah.
like,
Oh,
oh,
yeah.
we're just trying to like overcorrect or whatever. Like it felt like it just felt good.
Yeah. Oh, it was like, it was a great, like, all the awards deserved. There was no one like, even Jamie Lee winning. Like, yes, I was reading her into, but like, she was still fantastic in the show. And like, she does, like,
And you
she
still root for
you,
her, like as a
yeah. And like,
person.
you, I know you've only seen the trailer. Like, she's that IRS, but she plays different versions. Like, she like isn't just that one character in the movie. They're all
Oh.
playing different. Yeah, they're all playing different versions of themselves. It's I can't say enough good things about it. Watch it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
At your next Shabbat.
yeah. That will be Friday. No, I have a wedding
Okay.
on Friday. But okay, interesting. I just have to tell you what won worst picture at the
Okay.
Razzies.
Oh, let me guess. Let me guess.
Okay.
Give me the nominations and let me
I don't
guess.
know the
Do you know the nomination? Oh,
nominations.
okay. Worst picture. Is it like a big movie? Like you had heard of it?
Yeah, one of the actresses was nominated
That
for the
one of the
Oscars.
Michelle Yeoh, Cate Blanchett. Oh, Blonde. Oh yeah, and I saw Blonde. I gave you all the
Yeah, the
TRL.
Fetus.
I gave you all the updates as I was watching. Which everyone should watch Blonde. It is wild. There's a 3 minute blowjob scene where she's blowing JFK in a hotel room, and throughout the movie they show a lot of like you're the audience at a film premiere and you're watching the movie on a screen. We're in the audience and we're watching her give head to JFK on the movie screen. I'm talking like hand, like she is doing
It's.
full fellatio for 3 minutes.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I was like, well.
Okay,
And
girl.
JFK was not cute. He was smoking the whole time. And
He was
like what
smoking?
it yeah, and you know I'm all for those scenes, but like I was not turned on watching that. Like literally like it was gross.
Ew.
Like he had his
Okay.
boxers on the whole time. And on the phone with the White House while it was all happening.
What?
It was not cute. It wasn't cute.
Okay, I'm
Like,
not. I mean, okay.
and
Yeah.
then there's the
No.
fetus talk. Like when
Yeah,
the baby,
we've discussed. We don't need to
yeah,
talk about
okay.
it. Yeah, the fetus talking is not
Yeah.
no
But
thank
Blonde
you.
was terrible.
Why was she nominated?
Because she was good in it.
So like she was good, but the
She,
movie was
oh,
bad.
was she nominated for a Razzie or just the
I don't
movie
know
that
if she
won?
was
Oh,
nominated.
good. No, she's fantastic. She was a great Marilyn Monroe.
Okay.
Like I do support her acclaim for the role. And she's
Interesting.
naked like half the time. So it's like,
Wow.
girl.
Oh, she's so beautiful.
She is.
She's really beautiful. Okay, so moving on from awards, I
Okay.
want to talk Scandoval slash last week's episode of Vanderpump Rules.
Okay.
Because last week's episode was the first episode since the
Post, yes.
Scandoval.
And might ask I have a question for you about that too.
What's your question?
So it's was it edited?
No.
Like, do you think that was? Do you think that was
No,
the one? Do you
Lala
think?
posted a
Well,
story and she said
she won't
that.
know.
No, she would because they've already seen him.
Oh,
So she
true.
said she's like this episode, and then Andy said that this week's episode has not been
Not
edited,
been edited. Okay.
re-edited, which is really interesting. Holy fucking shit.
Yeah.
The Scandoval has really like rocked Bravo world, and I have to tell you, like, there's a thing in the Bravo community where I get fatigued. Like, I'm really, really into it for like a week. And then
Absolutely.
I just feel like
Totally.
people are just like, now you're just trying to like be, I don't know. Like, it, what do you think?
I totally get it. But like, oh, if you're asking if I'm fatigued from the scandal, no.
Okay.
I am not fatigued. But I don't know what you're saying when it comes to certain.
Like Lala making merch that says send it to Daryl. It's okay, like, okay, now that's not funny anymore.
And you know, she's on my back. She's not on my good side. But I do support that.
I think it's like, okay, now it's not as
you're
funny
getting
anymore.
Fatigue?
Just because it's the same information over and over and over again that I'm seeing. It's like nothing new is coming out.
Have you stopped thinking about it, though? But have you stopped thinking about it?
Of course I haven't stopped thinking about it. It's all I can fucking think about. It literally plagues my mind.
How many podcasts have you listened to about it?
Like, so I listened to Lala's, which was horrible.
Why?
Because the title of it was The Scandaball, but they didn't talk about it at all because they're not allowed.
Oh, because she's a full cast member.
Right.
Yeah.
So I did listen to Kristen's. Hers was the best one for people to listen to.
Absolutely. Stassi's was good. Stassi's was good, too. It just took long to get there. But, like, Stassi's was good.
Yeah.
That girl, the girl in her podcast is too much.
Yeah. It's a lot. But I really enjoyed Kristen's. And you can just really tell that Kristen's, like, grown a lot as a person. Like, she's been through a lot of therapy.
Okay. I talked to Taylor about this. Our friend Taylor.
Yeah. Taylor Hawkins of the podcast.
Yes. Of the pod. I felt on Kristen's podcast, she talks about like how she went over there during, like she was there that night, Friday night or whatever, or Saturday.
Well, she was there the night of the concert, but then Wednesday, she went to Ariana's.
As was Taylor Hawken. Taylor Hawken was at Tom Tom that night. She saw them all there.
Oh my God.
I know. Boots on the ground, Mama.
Boots on the ground. Okay, so continue.
So, Okay, so I'm just putting myself in Tom's, not on Tom's side at all, but like, so they're all over there.
Okay, I have to tell you, to preface, no matter what we say, we're Team Ariana. Like, we're just talking. Yes. Okay, keep going.
But I'm also I'm also hyper aware that like, this is Kristen Doty.
Right, and of course. Let's not forget.
We want her back on the show. Yes. I'm just putting myself like, she talks about how they all go over there to band to like gather like Ariana and like love on her and stuff. Mm. Great. Sandoval comes over there, which it is his house. Totally. Mm-hmm. Sandoval comes over there to his room.
They're also filming. Yes.
Of all people, Kristen Doty takes upon herself to be the one to go speak. Like, and I know like, they said no drama happened, but I'm just how, if I'm Tom and Doty of all people is coming to me in my own house.
No, I know.
And is telling, like, I would be
like, get the fuck out.
I'm like, and I know Ariana didn't tell Kristen to go do that. Like,
no. I feel like Ariana was probably like, I don't give a fuck who says anything to him. Like, I just want him out of here. And for Kristen to sit there and be like,
oh, I'll do it.
I'll do it because I know Tom the best. You guys have
a history.
Horrible, tumultuous relationship. What I do really appreciate about Kristen is that she's making it very clear that she wants the comparisons to what happened with like Ariana, Tom, and her to stop, and also the Jax, Kristen, Stassi stuff. Like,
absolutely.
I when people started throwing around those comparisons, I was like, you guys have fucking worms for brains. Like, there's no comparing what happened. There's
my
no
ass,
comparing.
I teared up. Like, I saw the post and things, but when she talked about it, I was like, oh my God.
No,
like,
and then. And
I'm
for
trying to
Ariana,
find a parking spot in my street and I'm crying.
For Ariana to put her arms around Kristen and apologize. Like, because she and Kristen, of course, was like, girl, like, your life is in shambles right now. You do not have to apologize to me. Like, it's all good.
But because, it is true. Like, and what I loved, which showed the growth of Kristen and her therapy is working, when she said, like, what did she say? She was with Tom. They should have broken up after the second year they were together.
Yes.
And they stayed together 4 years longer. Like, they're both cheating on each other. Like,
she's
let's
like,
not
yeah.
act like. Tom cheated on Kristen, sure, yes, but
Kristen was cheating on him all the time.
It was not the same.
No, not the same. And there was also just like, we never really saw any deep kind of problems with Tom and Ariana. There was always like, she struggled with depression, but then we always saw him kind of comfort her and reassure her that everything
and
is okay.
And self-esteem, remember? Like, she was disgusted by her vagina.
Yes, and Lala was like, what are you talking about? And she was like, I don't want anyone touching my vagina.
Trauma, mom. Trauma.
Trauma. And you know, I
Also,
felt for
like, it
her.
makes, I texted, y'all left me on read, but like, I asked, y'all did. I asked, I was like, because I want to support, and I can't support something about her yet because it's not open. But I was like, I want to buy her cocktail book. And like, I'm not buying her fun bags that she sends out the like, support drink from home, but like, I'm not buying drink from home.
Oh, so what
Yeah,
did
but
you
like,
want to
support it.
buy?
I wanted to buy the cocktail book.
But it
But then
goes
I
to
was like,
Tom.
I know, but I want to support her
I
too.
know. Buy those little drink from home kits.
Yeah,
Or buy
but
something from something about her merch.
I will. Oh, will be buying that merch.
Yeah,
But
I
also,
will
I
not,
think we
but
with the scandal, which I don't think is being talked about enough, and
oh,
I
go
talked
for
about
it.
it till people's ears have fallen off. Like,
Okay.
I've also been thinking about my girl Katie. Like, think
Oh, I
about like
know.
yes, Ariana, like the emotional hoops roller coaster they are putting her on for nothing.
I know. I
Like,
know.
no, she looks like a fool, like a
A
not a fool, but
fucking
like,
fool.
she's the what's the word? She's
Scapegoat?
the yeah,
Yeah.
just for nothing. And also, like, you're also putting a wedge between, which Sheena's not innocent in the Schwartz and Raquel Rachel storyline either. Like, I do think Sheena was pushing that, but like, they're watching a friendship fall apart and not say and not caring.
Well,
Oh, you know what I mean?
I 100% know what you mean. And it's also, there's this other layer to it that I don't think people fully are grasping. And maybe they are. I don't know. But I'm just going to talk about it. Is Sheena was fucking ride or die for Raquel. Sheena was digging her heels in
Call her
so
by her
hard.
Christian name. Let's not call her
Rachel.
Raquel.
She
Yes.
was digging her heels in on this so fucking hard. Went on a week-long press tour talking shit on Katie for days. For days, and sitting there, sitting next to Raquel, hearing Raquel be like, Sheena and Ariana were my only friends, talking about making out with Schwartz. And all this time, you're fucking your one of your best friends' partners. Partner. This isn't just a boyfriend. They were
No.
like domestic
Like,
fucking
how's
partners.
that? Yeah, like,
Yeah,
they
like
own
common law married vibes.
property.
Thank God she didn't fucking marry him. Oh my fucking God, or have a
Or have a
kid. Oh.
child when he was pushing for a child
With
so
that
long. Like,
fucking cockroach, I hate him. And I'm.
a wedding band. Oh, child with a wedding band singer. No offense, listeners, if they're
No.
wedding band singers, but no.
No, I mean, if you're a wedding band singer, good for you, but
Get
Tom
the
is
coin.
horrible.
Horrible. That story about, have you seen the video of him singing and I would walk 5,000 miles so, and like he's doing steps and he's going to Raquel in the audience, Rachel in the audience.
I know, and
Sam,
she's
I
recording
die.
it.
Yeah, and
She would
he's
go to these
walking to
shows
her
by herself.
because she unhinged.
Okay, what I don't want to fucking hear from anybody is that women need to support women.
No.
Nope,
Not all
sorry.
women.
Not, no,
No.
some women are dumb as fuck. And some
Whores.
women are evil. And what she
Yes.
did, it's beyond dumb. It's beyond. Like, I'm just a
Yeah.
silly, stupid girl. It's like, what you fucking did to your
There are all.
friend
Yeah.
when she
Oh.
dressed up as a like Halloween
Sailor
costume with
Moon girl.
Ariana,
Yeah. Like a
slept
Sailor
in her house.
Moon.
Ariana felt so comfortable and safe having Raquel sleep in her home, and you're fucking her fucking man. You are disgusting. You are a
Awful.
roach and awful, and I'm sorry. Do I need her to stay on the show? Absolutely, because she's revived this fucking show by
Okay.
being horrible,
And
which
what
is
are
the
her thoughts?
basis of
What?
Vanderpump Rules. Let's not
And
forget that's
what?
the foundation.
Absolutely. And we saw on Friday or Thursday it came out because today's
Oh my God, it was
Monday.
like the war of the statements.
Thursday it came out that she did. She remember Rachel sent the lawyers sent to Sheena Marie.
Yes,
And the
and.
thing, and then the statement from her lawyers, like the life it gave me
What,
when
Sheena's
then she,
lawyers?
like, this is it's Shakespearean.
I know.
Like,
Yeah, they were like,
so.
why would we believe a known liar and a cheat? I'm like, so true.
Okay, and so what are your thoughts
Sheena must feel
on.
so embarrassed, and that is the worst thing Sheena could feel
Yeah. And
for
then, so we
her.
also had, because we had LVP on Watch What
Oh
Happens
my God,
Live.
lived. She was so drunk.
Yes. And I
So,
have thoughts. on that. Like,
I think she didn't want to go as hard as we all wanted her to because she's saving it for the reunion, personally.
Also, she is in business.
Right. With she can't these go on the boys. Show and be like, fuck the Toms.
Yeah, like, yeah. Right. Like,
well, did you see their liquor license got suspended?
Okay. Say something about what?
Yes.
Yes. Which one? Tom Tom or Shorts and Sandies?
Tom Tom and Pump.
For what? Oh, Pump. I did hear about, yes. I didn't know it was both of them.
Yes, because, for what? I mean, for, like, giving it to intoxicated people, like, over-serving, underage drinking.
That's, so that's they have all to, like, the bartender. Yeah,
it is, but, like, that sucks. Yeah. But anyway, what people were you going to ask me? What were my thoughts?
Okay, what were your thoughts on, what was I going to ask you? It was the thoughts on, we were talking about Vanderpump Rules. Mm-hmm. And
Katie, Sheena.
What was it? It was LVP was on Watch Happens Live. What happened in Vanderpump Rules that episode?
Oh, was, when they went to Vanderpump, they went to Paris? Vegas.
They went to Vanderpump Paris.
Yeah, and Lala said, "I'm interested in Oliver," and Raquel said, "I'm interested in Oliver," and Lala was like, "Okay, okay." Don't have him,
I felt that was that one. I was like, "Okay, this is disingenuous." Like,
yeah, I mean. I have to give and tip my hat to Katie's mom.
Bringing it back. Let's bring back. Yeah, bringing it
when
back
to like. She sat down at the table and spoke for Katie in a way that Katie just cannot for herself. Katie is very outspoken. Katie doesn't want to like.
Down black
Katie
and white
doesn't
want to
like break down in front of these people because she doesn't trust them at the end of the day, and
when
she shouldn't.
Called him Tommy, when she called him Tommy. Instead of Schwartz.
No, like, it like
Tommy.
It fucked me up because this is what I said on my podcast, I think like 2 weeks ago, is this is a marriage. This was, they've been together for 12
before
years.
Before the show.
They have Butters and that other little
had
dog.
Had an abortion, abortion together?
Yes. Like they've lived a life together and his family is her family is his family.
Absolutely.
So for her mom to sit there and look Raquel / Rachel in the eyes and be like, Katie's not showing it, but she's fucking sad. And you need to back the fuck off. Because here's the thing that I don't understand what people are not getting is like, I understand they're not technically married anymore and they don't want to be together. That doesn't mean she wants someone in her friend group to try to fuck her husband. Or ex-husband, excuse me.
In front of her?
That's, like, not a crazy thing to, like,
and
not
like,
want to deal with.
Don't even, not in our social circles.
And
like,
then
don't
look at Katie and be like, yeah, I think he's, like, hot. Like, I'm into Schwartz. I'm, like, knowing you're saying this to hurt her. You're hurting her. And it's not even really happening.
And, like, what is it I've seen? Like, he has a girl. Like, Schwartz already has, like, a girlfriend that doesn't want to be on the show.
Joe Wenberg? Well,
okay, sure. Like, I'm sure that's fine with Katie. Like, it's another
Katie's,
girl that's not
yes, because Katie's getting hers, too.
It's not in the friend group. And I don't have to see it. Like, I only would have to see it.
I don't have to see it. I don't have to hear about it. Because, you know, Raquel's probably going to, like, be dumb as fuck and look at Katie and be like, Schwartz has a really big dick.
And, like,
something.
I guarantee you, Katie will know when she's going to see Joe. Whereas Rachel could show up anywhere. And, like, she's got mutual friends with the girls.
We had.
It's just gross.
We had a throwback. We had James's mom.
Okay, let's. Can we? Okay.
I love her. She is horrible. She is horrible to James. She's a horrible mother.
Was I a bad mother?
You took your first
steps
at
Tiffany's.
Like, yeah, you are a bad mom. And you know, she took Kristen's credit card and used it for Botox. Never forget.
Also, like, where were the cameras at Thanksgiving at Rachel's family house when James's mother got belligerent and, like, yelled at Raquel's mom? Like, where were those cameras?
I needed them.
I'm terrified of her.
Terrified. She's the scariest
and
person.
Like, I know we do, okay, we're allowed to give, like, vibe-based only opinions here, VBOs.
Yeah, they're VBOs, vibe-based opinions.
She wants to fuck James.
Okay. She has that mother-son energy that it kind of can dip into
Alexander and Angelina Jolie. Yeah.
It's dipping into that a little bit.
Yeah.
On those waters. But I thought it was interesting hearing, she's like
She pays it. He
Raquel
pays her
wanted,
light bill.
well, Raquel was like, opportunistic, and Allie, you're not opportunistic. And Allie literally cuts to her confessional and she's like, well, I did
I
meet
got
James at a
dragged to this
concert.
party in Agora Hills. Like,
I can't get a read on Allie.
no, she's she's a clout chaser. Like,
100%.
I think she has more intelligence than
Yes.
Rachel, but she's the same. She's just
She just wants to
maybe
be on the
more.
show.
She's just more worldly and more. I feel she's more cultured than
More cultured.
Miss Malibu
Yeah, Miss
Rachel.
Malibu. What a fucking idiot.
And her
Oh,
eyebrows.
and I mean,
Also, like, I've been, you know me, like, I do get my electrolytes from cyberbullying people online sometimes. I have been in, because Rachel's a dumbass that hasn't turned off her comments.
oh, idiot. But you know what? She's doing it for engagement at the end of the
Yeah.
day.
Because, I just did my, because I didn't watch last season when it was
Okay.
on. I was just burnt out and, like, I didn't
No,
want
it
all these,
wasn't
like,
good. You
and it was
didn't
like,
need to
I didn't need
watch
a bunch of,
it.
I didn't watch another show of just all white people during the times we're going through. It's like, no.
Yeah.
So I rewatched it this week, obviously, because of the scandals. And, oh, Rachel's an idiot.
Yeah.
Like, because she's a, those are first season's main character, so she's in it a lot.
I
Moron.
couldn't make a toast. I couldn't
Samantha,
make a
what was
toast.
that? And the shaky voice, and then when she gave her speech on the balcony and James was
What
like
the
feeding her
fuck
the
is she gonna be
lines.
like at the reunion?
And how's she supposed to teach kids with Down syndrome if she can't even give a speech to her closest family members? She wants to be a special eds teacher?
I mean, that will never happen.
No, she can't get a
Never.
degree. No.
Well, she did.
In what?
Kinesiology.
From where?
I don't know. It's more than what I have.
What is kinesiology?
Yeah.
That, like, isn't that like PE?
She's a phys ed teacher.
But she
What?
wants to, like, yeah, Google what kinesias is.
Kinesiology. Oh, it's the study of body's movement.
She's a PE teacher.
She's a PE teacher.
No offense to PE teachers.
No, we're probably gonna butcher this. Kinesiology addresses psychological, physiological, biomechanical principles and mechanisms of movement.
She's an exercise advocate, okay? That's all she is. Like,
Yeah.
no.
Yeah. I mean,
Also, back to last season, like,
oh yeah.
I did love the journey of Charlie. I do love Charlie.
I do too. I don't need her full time. I
No,
like her
no, no,
popping in and
no.
out.
You
You
know
know
who
who
I
I
do need full
Oh
time?
yeah, we're gonna say
Miss
the same
Christina
thing.
Kelly.
Yes.
Miss Christina Kelly.
Yes.
Terrified of her.
I've always been a Christina
Terrified.
Kelly stan.
Oh, day
Always.
one.
When, because she sticks to her opinions and they're always right. They may not be nice.
Oh, the delivery?
Cruel.
The delivery?
Cold as ice. She was our waitress at Sir.
She was. Oh, it was like I felt like
But
I didn't
I
want to
felt a
ask her
breeze come in.
anything.
I was
No. Oh, like
like, I
no,
wanted
we'll
an
ask
extra side of sauce. I was like, I can't ask.
when the busser comes, I'll ask him and then he can relay it to you.
I couldn't look her
No,
in the
I just
eyes.
no. Oh my God, I'd be turned to stone.
Yeah. No, she's so scary. In the
I
best way.
remember, oh, that's, yeah, we
We
love
love
her.
Christina Kelly.
Yes. Just remember her from the earlier seasons. Remember that garage sale that they were
Oh,
having?
the street
It
sale?
was,
Yeah.
and she was organizing the rat, like,
And
oh
that's when
my God.
Stassi got about the whole Kristen making out with Jax thing.
Yes,
And
yes.
then, I mean, I'll just never forget her and Stassi talking about Sheena's wedding. And
The crop top wedding.
I mean, at least try to look
Try.
classy. I'll never
And
forget.
her hatred of Sheena Marie
Oh.
is.
Her hatred of Sheena, but I also feel like there's a strong dislike of Lala as well. And I got that vibe from last episode where she's just like, Lala's like really into like the male gaze.
Okay, also
Lala only
with.
cares what men think of her. I was like, you are dragging her.
And, like,
But not
okay, so
wrong.
maybe you can answer this for me.
Okay.
I tried to explain it to y'all last week, but no one was
Oh
listening,
boy.
per usual.
Okay.
And so in my rewatch, Lala talks last season just about how, like, her and Russell Randall,
Randall.
they're just like, she's shaving his balls, like, because I'm spending time down there, I want it clean, and like, but going, you know, she always brags about having sex all the time and stuff. And then in this episode, she comes out that she hasn't had sex since conceiving water, like, what, or ocean, that kind of shit. Like, I don't believe a word. How am I supposed to, as a viewer and fan show, supposed to believe anything that comes out if she constantly eats, she just talks about, I was going through something last season that wasn't real. I was like, I never believe what she puts out there. And that's my issue with Lawler.
It was definitely a weird thing this week, or last week, excuse me, with the whole Oliver and Raquel thing, where she was like, if I wanted him, I could have had
Did
him.
she
Like,
give up,
and
or was
I'm
Oliver not giving her the
that's the
time?
thing. And like, when Christina Kelli clocked in, she was like, oh, when a man doesn't like remember or give Lala the attention that she's used to, like
She's out.
she's out, and she just doesn't know how to like act.
Oliver can degrade me,
Okay, no,
spit
not on
on
this podcast.
me.
That's not this kind of
Oh.
podcast. Save it
Oh,
for our group
sorry.
chat. Thank you.
Okay, sorry. Oliver is hot.
He's very hot. I don't love his energy, gotta be
You
honest.
don't like the energy?
No.
And he
Slimy.
said ocean was cute. Okay,
Slimy,
wow.
weird, married, has kids, like,
Okay,
I don't
he
like
never
that.
married her. He never married
Yes,
her.
he
And they
did.
broke up. They did marry?
Yes.
When?
They were married.
I thought it was just that, like,
No.
okay.
No.
Well, he's trying to better
That's the
himself.
problem. And then what else? I feel like that's all I have for Vanderpump this week.
Oh, well, R.I.P. Charlotte.
Oh, why'd you even bring that up? Are you
Because
trying to
we're
kill
animal
me?
lovers. We're animal
No,
lovers.
like, I hugged Ruby so tight. Like,
Yeah.
I mean, I always do.
Yeah.
But in
When
that
are you
moment,
not?
I thought to myself, and this is a dark thought, this is where my mind goes, but I thought, did Tom not give her medicine?
I said that.
You
I was like,
did?
she did it. Yes. I was like, he did it. Like, it's his
Because like
fault.
they had that scene where she was like, you have to give her medicine, you have to do this, and he was like, I have
You're
to do
telling me
this.
the dick. She. You're telling me
And
she
then the
felt
next day,
comfortable. She
dead.
felt comfortable leaving her out of town, and you're not even. I would say not even 12 hours later. She's got to turn around. Like,
Something just
no,
wasn't right
Sandoval
about
did
that.
it.
I was like, Sandoval's a
That's my girl.
bad
That's my girl. Shut
sick.
up.
Sick fuck. That's the thing. Like, just sick fucking liars, these guys and gals. Jax also get jumping in saying he's gonna be on Watch What Happens Live, and I believed that like a fucking idiot. I was like,
Oh my God, where? Where?
on Twitter, he was like, see you at Watch What Happens Live. I'm like, oh my God, is he gonna be the bartender when Lisa's on? Like, I was dead ass convinced.
What, in the audience? Like,
Like, at home watching?
yeah.
Like,
Oh, he's one of the callers calling in.
you know
He's
what's interesting is that
the Zoom viewer.
Schwartz said that he still talks to Jax when he was on Watch What Happens Live, and also said he was like, Jax is actually a really good dad. And I honestly think
I
that
believe
that's
it.
true. I don't think
Totally.
I believe in the same principles and values he's teaching his son, perchance, but I do think he's probably a good dad.
Being faithful to your partner has nothing to do with how good of a parent
No,
you
but he has
are.
posted photos of little Cruzy Poo at Hooters.
I mean, his wife worked at
I know, but
Hooters. His
he's
mother worked
like,
at
keep him away
Hooters.
from these mommy milkers. It's like, enough, you
He
know?
did not say mommy
It's something like
milkers.
that. Like, he was being weird. He was being weird.
I mean, but we know he's cheating on Brittany. Like, there's no
You
way.
think?
Like, yes.
Oh, probably.
Their castle putt-putt wedding. Of course he's cheating on
That
her.
putt-putt wedding. Oh
It
my
was a
God.
putt-putt
Remember when he
wedding.
watched Friends the night of his rehearsal dinner with his dad in the
And they
ashes?
watched Friends.
With the
Which
ashes.
episode?
When they got married,
It's
he
with his dad? I
spent
thought his dad's dead.
exactly. He brought the ashes, and he said that he's like,
Oh,
I
he
gotta
watched
stay
Friends with the
in.
ashes. Oh,
Yes,
that's so
he's like, I'm
fucked
gonna
up.
watch Friends instead of spend time at my rehearsal dinner.
Would you deal with your mom?
Bring my mom. My mom would never want to watch Friends.
No,
My mom would also like not want me to bring her ashes places. She'd be like,
no, mine
my mom would be
either.
like, please keep me in one place.
Mom, let me go.
Yeah. Anyway, I do want to talk Jersey.
Yes.
I'm really liking the new girls.
Okay, and there's
I
nothing wrong with that,
am.
Sam. Like,
No.
why do we have to always? I feel like
It's just
people are.
natural
I
to hate
know.
them. So I think to like them, I'm treading lightly because I you know, I'm a little trepidatious now going in and being like, I'm a stan. It's like, okay.
I will say.
Because then they turn out to be racist and fucking weird. And I don't want to deal with that again.
They're always racist.
Because you and I were big fans of Melly Snod. And she turned out to be a nightmare.
Of the new girls, I will say this, Sam. I know we don't like people don't like new people. Mm-hmm. I'm there with the one, the Staten Island princess,
Danielle.
Okay, don't like her, but love what she brings to the show.
Exactly, like, never,
great. Yes, her hot husband. I love her little product children.
Yes,
love it. Like, give me more Barbie parties.
Like Fanny Bryce.
Yeah, I need to know, and like, I'm on the brother's side, and I don't even know his side yet, but I'm on her brother's side.
I feel like a lot of us are, because we're kind of like, this doesn't add up. She's not getting
the full... He made fun of you on social media, well, and you blocked
it's
him.
It's easy to make fun of you. Look at you. Look what you're doing. Look what you're putting out there.
I know.
And everyone at the table was like, are you sure it wasn't, like, funny? Like, he wasn't joking? And she's like, no. So I blocked him, and then he got pissed.
And I'm even like, if he wasn't joking...
That's why you weren't in the wedding.
What could he have said that was so... Like, tell us.
Show us the receipts.
Yeah.
Do you like obviously, Rachel Fuda?
Which one's that one? Is that the one that's married to the one with no chin?
Yes.
No. Don't like her. She gives me nothing. You don't? She gives me nothing. What is she giving you, Sam?
I honestly, I don't know yet, but I like the calm energy. Like, she's kind of speaking for the people a little bit, like where she's like, okay, like they're hitting below the belt at this lunch, like I'm intrigued by what she's giving, and I'm not sure what that is exactly, but I'm here for it.
I don't, she hasn't jolted my bones yet.
There's
but
a lot
I,
happening
right, but like I don't, whose friend is she?
I honestly couldn't even tell you.
Like, what's her? Yeah,
I even, what's her
group?
Origin story? I don't know.
I just know she's born in. I didn't know she was born in 1992. That's
I know we're I know the same. We're almost the same age. It makes me sick.
She's older than me. I also like devote my life. Love, what's her name?
I know what you're gonna say.
I know you hate her, but like, love her.
Jennifer
Besser. I loved her biscuit and gravy luncheon.
Yeah,
I love
her
I
house.
Thought, I like that she likes to eat. She lost weight. Still has the appetite. I haven't seen the husband yet, so I can't judge on looks.
Is she married?
But, yeah, she's married to a man. And she has children. And I love her. I think she's she's the Greek chorus of the show.
You
like,
think?
She's going to be, yeah, I think she's a good addition. And I think she...
What Jersey was missing, in my opinion, was like the friends of, like, I like this many people
Same.
Being involved.
Yeah, totally. Well, and what I also like about, because, you know, I lay my life on the line for Marge. I love that she's friends. You could tell she's truly friends with Marge, like the way she was talking to Marge, like, mm-hmm. shut up, get inside the house, like mm-hmm. that.
And then she
fight,
looked at Jennifer,
like,
and was like, you get the fuck
you
out.
You need to leave. Like, she's going to hold her friends accountable. And like, mm-hmm. I agree with everything she said. I'm so drained from Marge and Jen. So drained.
Jennifer doesn't let anything go. And no. I understand, like, there was a time a few episodes ago at that disgusting mozzarella party. Oh, God, made me sick. Where I was kind of like, what? There's something with Jennifer smoking weed that like Marge keeps throwing out there, but like we're not really talking about it, and I'm really fucking confused.
Marge is accusing Jen of smoking weed.
Yes, she goes, you smoke all the time. She called her a disheveled drug addict at the table.
Okay, weed is not a drug,
but I'm like, does Jennifer smoke weed every day? And if she does,
if you had her children.
Well, I'm just, oh my God, I die for Olivia when she said that she wants to be a therapist because she wants to take care
for couples.
For couples, for love.
Where's her spinoff? Where is her spinoff?
Die for her. And the thing is like, Jennifer is unhappy. Jennifer is in a shitty marriage. Jennifer is fucking trying to stay afloat. And I think that the fact that she can't just come to Margaret and be like, I am struggling. I am hurting.
They would be, Marge would be the best friend for her.
Marge, like, and her last season at that little coffee shop when Marge brought her own Coffee Mate creamer.
Her Hershey, her Nestle creamer.
That was such a beautiful moment. Like, it was real. It felt like Jennifer finally kind of like took a breath and was able to communicate how she's really feeling, because what she did go through was really, really hard and really, really sad. And the
So
fact that
sad.
she's not doing that is like, what the
And
fuck?
I know we've had this discussion before, and I was the one with the unpopular opinion of it. But
What is it?
I with Marge and Jen, like, remember the whole thing was like Jen's kids were affected. And that was like, I think it's fine. Like, I was like, okay, what happened? It's already out there. All Marge did was bring it to the camera. Like, the town was already talking about it. Like, Marge didn't do anything to Jen's children.
No,
But she apologized.
she did. I do think I don't think she did it like intentionally to like hurt her family. But you know, there are repercussions to your actions
And
and
like Jen always does the same. She has the same thing every time. Like, you don't have a
coming, you don't have a
family. Like,
family. And she's like, oh my fucking God. And like Marge was vicious.
ish. But as she should have been.
I was like,
I was
oh my
awesome.
fucking God. And they're weeding Melissa. They're like weaving her out of the show, right, Melissa? They're
Oh,
like
you mean,
sunsetting her.
what's her name? You mean Laura? What was the name she gave the drive-through barista at the coffee shop when her daughter, she took her daughter to drive? Remember, and Melissa
I don't
went through the
remember that.
drive-through. Oh wow, this is gonna fall on deaf ears.
Okay.
When they go to like a Dunkin' Donut drive-through, Melissa's like, they go, what's the name for the order? She goes, Laura. Like, she's too
Silly
famous to
girl.
like Melissa, please. Yeah, and like back to like, I need either. We need to, Melissa and Teresa and Joe need to drop it and move on, or one of them has to go. I
Yeah, and it's
can't
not going
do
to be
this again.
Teresa.
No.
No, this is the house Teresa built. And Melissa's, I just think also Melissa's tired. And
So tired.
Melissa doesn't want to do this anymore.
I will
Because it's
also
now
give.
like, I want everyone to see like, it's really Joe and Teresa. Like, it's their thing. And she's just kind of like, when she had that really sad moment at Teresa's like little party with with her nieces and goddaughter, like, she was so sad, and she's like, there's really nothing I can do because I'm dealing with two fucking hothead, stubborn ass people.
Do you believe what I can't remember Melissa's daughter's name.
Gia? Gabriella?
No, Melissa's daughter.
Oh, Antonia?
Oh, that terrible name.
She's so
Antonia.
beautiful.
What Antonia said, and I think Melania said too, how like there's the cousins are still talking,
There will be
but
a time
like,
that that stops if this keeps going.
I mean, how many times has she called Melissa a
Oh, a
whore on
whore, a gold
television?
digger, a
Like,
stripper, saying that she's cheating on her dad.
how
Oh,
does
yeah.
that not come up in conversation? But yeah, I just need I need that to end. But Marge and Jen, like, I need Marge and Jen to work out, because I do think they would be great friends, and like they
Yes.
could really.
I also just with shows like this, I say this all the time, there has to be resolution. Like, I can't keep watching the
We have to
same
move on.
fight. We have to move on. And that is what the ladies of New York City did flawlessly every single time.
Ramona and Luann, imagine if they held grudges.
Sonia looked at everyone and said, everyone knows you do drugs, to
Okay.
Dorinda. And they all went out to dinner afterwards.
After,
Like,
because
that would
they.
never happen on Beverly Hills. That
No.
would never happen on Potomac. Like, that just
No.
would never. Like, these people have to understand, like, for the show, you have to let it go.
Actually, I think it could happen on Potomac. I think Potomac would
You
go
know
out to
what?
dinner
Actually,
after.
you're right.
The
And
things they throw out.
I really, really need the OC trailer. Where is it? And I'm never
And
one to
is
be like
the.
begging for trailers, but this one I'm like really itching to get.
And is the. Is it tr and is it true or not? Is the Taylor and Gina thing
That's
true?
not true.
Okay,
No.
so I am getting my Gina back. I know I'm in the minority here. I love me some Gina. I do.
You
You know I
do?
do.
Do you want to
Yes.
talk about that?
She makes me laugh. I bonded with her when the shark almost attacked her, like 3 seasons ago. That
Oh,
was
when she
really
was sobbing
endearing.
on the surfboard
That was really
or in the
endearing.
kayak or something. Yeah.
And I love her infatuation with Heather Dubrow. Like, I love that friendship.
It's a weird one.
I like to see women succeed.
Yeah, Gina Casita. Emily and Gina, those are two women that I just don't know how they've stayed
no,
on
I
this
don't.
show for
I
this
don't need
long.
Emily. I don't need Emily and her hoagies and saunas. I do not need her.
She was playing up such a stick last. Oh my God, I can't even speak.
And her
a shtick.
Mormon husband, I cannot.
Remember when Smelly Dodd called her
a fucking dork?
A dork.
He is a fucking dork.
Yeah. I'm like rewatching OC right now, and I'm just like having such a good time.
We did that. I did that with Grace Ann. We did that last year.
Yeah.
And I loved the rewatch.
It's so good. When Tamra Judge called
greatest
Jim Bellino.
Top three greatest housewives of all time.
I'm going to say it's Nene, Tamra, Bethany.
Yeah.
Luann.
Die. And it's been hard for us in the past 2 years with Bethany because we have been.
Matt, you know how much
trenches.
She used to mean to me.
We bonded over that. That's
Matt,
why we became
like,
friends.
She couldn't do anything wrong, in my opinion. Nothing. No. Like, but now TikTok has changed her. I need the House and the Senate to pass this bill and ban TikTok because I need Bethany back.
I can't open it up one more time and see her barren face applying CVS foundation.
No, I know.
And
then
me
going,
how much better it is than Chanel foundation.
She tries to always make like sayings. And so she'll be like, it's not on the level. It's on the level. It's not on the level. I'm like, well, can you shut the fuck up?
Like,
and she's always talking about Meghan and Harry.
Okay.
Cannot shut the fuck up. She's obsessed.
And I don't know how she does it because we love Bryn. She's a beautiful girl, but like that is
oh
Jason Hoppy.
Can I tell you something? So Bethany posted a TikTok or a reel or a video, whatever the fuck you want to call it, the other day. And a friend of hers had passed. And she posted this really beautiful post. Can I read it to you?
Obviously.
Okay. Let me pull this up right now.
We also didn't mention Jill Zarin. Being
at the Oscars, barefoot?
The Babadook of the Oscars in every photo. Just popping up.
She wasn't wearing shoes.
You saw her?
Next to Steven Spielberg.
She was like the Arctic Clown from Terrifier, like doo-doo-doo.
Okay. This is what Bethany posts. And I'll tell you what the video was when I'm done. This is the weekend for deep content. If I keep this up, I'll have to go back on reality TV to mix some shallow into this batter. Okay. This is my daughter, Bryn, and her friend, Ace, the son of Heather Dubrow and Dr. Dubrow. I've known Heather for decades. Wow. Heather was a young actress and friends with my ex-husband, Peter's brother, Danny. Recent life events have made me very nostalgic and want to make the effort to connect to people from my past. So I ran into Heather and her husband, Terry, in Aspen on the street. I was open. My usual state is closed. We saw each other again at dinner, and I met her beautiful, sweet son Ace around Bryn's age. Bryn and Ace made plans to hit the slopes together. I soon received a text from Heather saying that Ace had recently transitioned, and she felt the need to make some clarification. It's a new world now, and thankfully, every moment is a learning experience. When I first met Ace at the table, there was a noticeable joy and happiness in his essence, an extra dose of sweetness, which I communicated to Heather after dinner. There was something extra happy about him. Upon reflection, I was sure that it was that he is allowed to be who he actually is. And Bryn and Ace quickly became friends, texting, skiing, and snowboarding, and posting TikToks. I've always said and believed you can't be who you're not. You have to allow yourself to be free and being who you are. Life is so short and precious. But the video is so sweet. Okay, well, you can't see it.
Oh, I saw that one. I didn't know. I didn't read the caption.
Yes, that's Heather's son, Ace.
Oh my God.
And like they're just being silly kids. Like it was so sweet.
Are they the same age?
Yes. That's what she said. And you know, it was a nice post after, you know, the hatred that I'm sure Heather has received.
Do you think Ace is like, does Ace get in his feels when he sees Colette
I've always wondered about that.
Oh, obviously. Well, you know I immediately go to that.
I know. Like, does he look at his past on the show and is it strange? Is it weird? What are the feelings there? I don't know.
Like,
I'm sure we'll find out.
Like, you can give me a gender neutral name. Like, and
yeah,
now it's Colette,
and
the
it
epitome
was,
of a feminine.
And so much of this child's life has been on the show.
She was
9 months old.
Yeah.
Yeah. or he was 9 months old. Yeah. Yeah.
I do want more. I do, like, when I get, when
Heather's
the new season
a great
comes back,
mom. I'm going to say
I need more home scenes. Cause mm-hmm. like, I love gardening with Ace out there.
Oh my God. Gardening with Katarina, Max. Katarina.
Okay. First of all, I love that name.
Oh, Katarina.
It is cunt. Like, that is such a good, like,
and for
rich
those listening,
name.
That's a positive shout out.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah, because there Empower. Are times with Heather where I'm just like, God damn, you're such a bitch. Like,
she
but
is.
She's such she a good mom.
And she doesn't seem as an uptight mom. Like,
no.
She's uptight in her house, but I think
no.
that she's
and
very.
And in my rewatch of OC, her and Terry have a beautiful marriage. And are really good parents, and they're doing like a tour of their massive mansion while it's being built, and they're showing their son his room, and there's a balcony that he gets, of course, and Terry goes, yeah, you can sneak out there and smoke pot. And his son was like, wait, what is that? And Heather's like, will you shut the fuck up?
Terry.
Like, I just love, I enjoy watching.
Now, are
them
they? They sold the house, right?
Yes, and now they're living, I believe, in a beautiful condo in LA.
Where are they going to be in the season?
In the house, I think.
They're selling the house in the season.
I believe. I mean, I don't know.
They're focusing on that Cabo build. Yeah. Okay, we have to talk about Miami too.
Yeah, let's talk about Miami.
Yeah.
You know, what are your thoughts, feelings, comments, concerns?
Hmm. Well, I think we know who's not looking good at the reunion, and that is one Miss Cuban
Alexia?
Barbie.
Alexia?
Mm-hmm.
Is that who
mm-hmm.
you're talking about?
Well, I prefer to call her by her given name, Republican and Trump supporter, Alexia. That is who she is, listeners. Don't forget, first and foremost.
Okay. Keep going.
I think, obviously, let's talk about the...
Because you know wait, I fucking love her, okay? Like, I know she's wrong. I get it. But I... So, rankings have changed.
Okay. Okay. Give me your ranking.
Larsa's my favorite.
Yes.
Larsa Marie is my number one.
But she's also... She's a favorite, but she is a villain. We have to... She is a villain. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
And I love... Yes. I love villains.
Yes, we do.
I do.
Yes.
I love them. So Lars is my number one. Alexia is my number two. my number three is Lisa, then Dr. Nicole, then Gertie, then Adriana, and then Julia, and then Marisol. But Marisol's like kind of like wedged in the middle.
Also, this is like, we have also like, I don't know what they're trying to do with us, but like, the friends of on Miami are in no way equivalent to any friends of on other franchises.
No, they're like full time.
What is up with just give them all mimosas or mojitos?
Mojitos. I feel like Julia will be gone next year.
She's got to attend to the two cancers.
Yeah, I hope Martina's okay. Sending the healing hand to Martina.
I'll touch my crystals.
Yeah. But. I don't know.
Thank
like,
God.
I just
Thank God
feel
for
like
shingles.
Maybe she won't be gone, but maybe she'll be demoted and like Kiki or Marisol will be promoted. I personally don't need Marisol as more than a friend, but I would love Kiki as a main.
Oh, Kiki is a star.
I need to know
no
everything
pun
about
intended.
Her. I need to know everything about her.
She's a she's a daughter, apparently, like a 3-year-old daughter.
Who knew?
Who
knew?
She's single.
Yeah, she was cheated on, and she was screaming to the ocean.
Oh my! Okay, that was too much. That was I was in tears laughing
when she peed in the water. And I was like, "Give this woman a mojito immediately."
And like, we didn't get her on there. Okay, I also feel in this reunion, and I've watched it three times.
Yeah,
I do not understand how Alexia can be your favorite after watching her. Like her arguments just go in circles.
Who's?
There is no Alexia.
Oh yeah, she's a stubborn Taurus. Like she's got a one-way track mind. She's very Teresa.
And that scoliosis dress she was wearing with the spinal
it looked like
thing.
Regina George with like that headdress
with the flowers. She got hit by the bus. And then what was up with her wanting to stand up after?
Well, because she's fucking insane. Like these are not normal people we're dealing with. Like they're fucking crazy.
But no, she's like, very Halle Berry in the back. Like who?
It's like
what?
What? I know. And Andy was just like, okay.
Like, Halle Berry, how?
I know.
What is the point of reference?
Are we talking about the same Halle Berry?
Like her on the MTV Movie Awards in 2002 when she was promoting Swordfish, and she said she got paid $250 for each tit that she showed in the movie, $250,000. I do remember.
Oh,
that.
I was like $250.
$250K for each tit that she showed in Swordfish, starring John Travolta and Hugh Jackman.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. It's not a good movie, but they're promoting it that summer, and I think that's the dress she's referring to.
Well, it's ugly. I think for me, my best dressed is Lisa and Marisol. To me, Marisol has my favorite outfits. The way that woman accessorizes,
she didn't look healthy at the reunion. She looked very frail. IMO.
She seems frail. She seems like a, yeah, she doesn't.
Like I can flick her and she be
breathed. Very, very, very petite. You know, Adriana's really got her. Oh, God. I just can't. I can't form a sentence.
I love Adriana. I do love
when
her.
When she said to Larsa that she's culturally appropriating Brazilian butt lifts, and then she was like, it's not a Lebanese butt lift.
Bump her up from friend of.
I was like, wait, what? And Larsa's like, will you shut the fuck up? But, and the thing is like, Larsa is so good at being a housewife because she thoroughly enjoys it. She loves being there. She loves making a mess. She loves, what is she talking about Nicole's dad being 70 and having a young girlfriend? I'm just like, babe, that's not
it
the
same. It makes him happy. It makes him happy. What? It makes him happy.
It's like, no, Nicole doesn't have to like that.
Literally, they go, Larsa, you're dating Marcus Michael Jordan's son. Marcus Jordan, who is your son's age. Well, he's got a big dick, is literally what she said. That's all she said.
I feel like I'm the only one on the planet that doesn't find that relationship weird.
Well, I don't think it's
I'm
weird.
Kind of like obsessed with it.
I don't think it's weird. Like, and I, she doesn't have besties with Michael
what
Jordan.
What do you think about Alexia's comments to Lisa saying that she's not confident? Because if she was confident, then
and
she
and that's why Lenny left. I think you know what my feelings are on that. And I don't even know why you would even ask me that.
Well, we're on a podcast. What
are your feelings on that, Samantha?
It wasn't nice.
No.
It wasn't nice. And
no, it was rude. And that's just who she is.
It was rude.
She's not
it was out of pocket. I don't think she's wrong.
No, and also
in the sense of like, I don't think Lisa's a confident person, but I don't think that that's why Lenny did what he did. Let's be clear. There's a line in the sand there. There's a difference.
I think they fell out of love. I don't think Lisa's an easy person to be with.
Right.
Not blaming her, but I do not think Lisa is an innocent in the demise of the Lenny and Lisa marriage.
Mm-mm, I agree. I don't like the way he's treating her. I find him to be a fucking scumbag.
I don't like Alexia coming for Dr. Nicole's coins and that she's spending Anthony's money. It's
Dr. Nicole handled that perfect. Well, also, it's like Alexia, it's like,
where'd you get your money from, Alexia?
Yeah, that's the thing. I'm like, why do you care where she gets her money from?
Who's the father of your two children with poor dental hygiene? Where'd you get his money from, huh?
I mean,
drugs. And then you married that
for like sexual assault.
Yeah. And then you married that gay penguin that you weren't sleeping in the same bed with him before Frankie's accident. She said she was sleeping in Frankie's bedroom. Mm-hmm. Like you made, and that wasn't because of love and passion they got married.
She's made, but it's the Teresa effect. Like she just,
exactly.
She just moves through things that happen in her life. And the moment she's done moving through them, it didn't happen to her.
They don't exist.
It doesn't exist to her. Like, also, and in her mind, she just thinks of it as resilience.
And I did love the bit, I think it was Andy that said it, or it may have been one of the wives, when they were talking about, did Dr. Nicole and Anthony apologize to the lawyer? I don't think Dr. Nicole owed an apology at all.
I don't think she did to the extent that Alexia made it sound like she did. Like, I feel like just a quick, I'm sorry, like I was rude and, you know, I kind of lost my mind a little bit, but I felt like I was pushed there would have sufficed. But with Alexia, nothing suffices.
No. And like it's her arguments that don't make sense. Like she feels because she's Cuban American, or like she has all these stereotypes against her, but then she throws stereotypes against like it just like
Julia.
yeah, everything just goes like also like
I did laugh when she
Alexa.
was like, "My parents raised me to believe I was a star." I was like, "Okay."
Sure. And
Okay.
then like also like she talks about how she doesn't apologize, and then she does owe Adriana's dude an apology for what he did, what she did. And then she, her response is, "I don't apologize to the devil." And it's like,
When
Alexa, you don't
she said,
apologize.
"I didn't scroll down to the bottom of that document," I gagged. I was like, "What?"
I stayed out of the chats. I
Marisol
stayed out
was
of the chats.
truly like, "What do you mean? What are you talking about? I cannot wait to see those two in Girls Trip."
Marisol and Alexa. Okay, what I ask,
Yes,
what do they
desperate.
fight? Because they get in a fight,
They get in
right?
a fight probably because Marisol's like, "Please, like, stop being fucking crazy."
I think Taylor was like, I was talking to Taylor about this. She thinks it's gonna be they just went from filming Miami, they went right into Girls Trip. They probably just two friends who were just in close
There's a lot.
quarters. And like remember they mentioned like Marisol apparently it's like a messy traveler, like she just throws things in.
Me.
And Alexia's like, I bet they probably share a room in Thailand. And I bet they just get on each other's nerves. But
Yeah,
I do
but
love
they'll
that
always remain friends. Like, nothing will ever break those two. Nothing. But they'll definitely fight.
And back to full circle with Oscar talk. Do you want to share what Peter's thoughts on the Little Mermaid trailer that came
Oh
out?
my God, I've been seeing this. What the fuck? I'm not
Well,
shocked that he
your
feels
girl
like
Alexia, she
raised a
raised this.
monster.
Who does what? Let's just go through his rapport of what
I
he's
honestly don't
done.
even know. I know it's
He beat up a
bad.
homeless. He beat up a homeless man.
Okay, yeah,
He
bad.
beat up his girlfriend,
Allegedly bad.
and she took the side of him. But we saw photos of the girlfriend. She was beaten, but he claimed it wasn't from him. They just released the trailer for
The
the
Little
new
Mermaid.
Disney. Well, and Peter Pan and Wendy,
Oh,
the
yes, it
new
was
came
Peter
out.
Pan.
And Tinkerbell is played by an amazing, amazing actress who is a person of color. And Peter took it upon himself to make a comment on the page saying, well, at least Peter and Wendy are white.
I'm not shocked.
And you know his feelings on Little Mermaid.
Oh, he's got feelings.
Yeah. Just like,
Yeah,
that's your girl,
he's.
that's your girl, that's
No,
your
listen,
girl.
I understand that. I got it. It's not good. It's bad.
Good. I just love hearing that.
I know. You love to put me on the spot.
I do.
Well, Matt, this was a joy.
It was it?
Yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed myself. You were a lot more well-behaved than I thought.
I asked you. I was nervous for you.
I was terrified.
There's gonna be lots of
Yeah, I
editing.
have some notes and
I thought I was. I thought I was
timestamps.
good though.
No, of course you did great. I can't wait to have you
Thank you.
back.
There's
You'll
a
come back when we
lot.
talk Girls Trip, maybe Vanderpump Reunion.
Oh, Venom reunion. Yes. And oh,
Guys,
you know what we need to do? You know what we
we're
need to
getting a little
do?
surprise this week. I'm just letting everyone know this week. Everyone should be keeping their eyes peeled.
Also, like you are coming to visit. I think we should with
And we're
Graciela
gonna go to
and
Disney.
we're sharing a
I've never been.
bedroom. We're sharing a
No,
bedroom. Yes, I can't wait to cuddle.
I'm not. Okay.
No,
No.
we should do when all of us are there. That'll be so fun.
I know. I can't wait. Well,
Are we going to Disney?
I've never
I know
been. I know that was on the list.
we're doing the death tour. We're
Right.
gonna do obviously we're gonna
The
go
Hollywood
see
Museum.
the Hollywood Wax
The
Museum. Oh,
Academy
it's a
Museum or something,
staple.
right?
Yeah, we're gonna hold
And of
Oscars.
course, we're gonna go to Pump.
Yeah,
Because Pump
oh,
gets you
obviously.
fucked up. Those little
Fucked up. Those
Pumptinis.
Pumptinis.
I
I
had
want
like
you on the
two sips of a Pumptini and I was
Oh,
not
and I can't
okay.
wait. I can't wait to get you an Uber and shove poppers in your face in the Uber
Oh my,
again.
you know my faves.
Yes.
Okay, well, tell everybody where they can find you online. Do you want people to find you?
Do I want people to find me? I'm not on.
No,
I
yeah,
mean, yeah.
you could
I'm not a.
just
Yeah, just.
you could
You
just
tag
be
you tag me occasionally in.
And if
Yeah,
people click on it, they
tag me in it,
click.
and I'll accept.
Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you guys so much for listening. This was so much fun. I will be back Friday with a brand new episode covering all of the shows this week. And make sure you rate, review, and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. And I love you guys. Bye.
a Hoda Media production.